Zok de elgem shtavayt im sech des nedarim perig vav im mishne yod min hakrov. Someone made a neder that asers him to eat cabbage. Oser be espargois. Asparagus is a type of cabbage, a little different than the regular cabbage, but in the way people talked, in Lashon B'nei Adam, if someone said Kruv, he included the family of cabbage, which includes asparagus. But someone made a neder from asparagus, minhu asparagus, we said koinem asparagus alai, mutter b'kruv, he's mutter in Kruv. Because if you said asparagus, you meant only asparagus. If you said kruv, it included that as well. I'll try to give you an example. I don't know if this is 100% true, but like, if you say, ooh, I have tomatoes with my sandwich. That can mean regular tomatoes, it can mean cherry tomatoes. But if you say cherry tomatoes, you mean only cherry tomatoes, not regular tomatoes. So kruv includes asparagus. Asparagus does not include kruv. There's another pshat in the Batanur that asparagus is not a type of cabbage, but it's the water that the kruv cooks in. Vayitra says, a Mishnah min hagrisim, if someone made a neder that asers him from beans that are grinded up. Oser min ha mikpa. Then he can't eat a cereal of beans, or like a chult of beans. Because even after the beans are cooked in this, what we'd call a porridge, like a chult or a kugel type of thing, people still call it ground beans. So it has to go with the way people talk. Rabbi Yossi says no. If he takes the grind beans and makes like a cereal or a chult out of it, then people don't call it ground beans. Vayitra says the Mishnah, min ha-mikpa, someone makes an neder that asers him from this mikpah, mutter begrisin. Well, that's for sure. If you refer to the mikvah, you don't mean the grisin. By the way, this word mikpah is the same as, like we said earlier, kafu sahaymais. It means when it like gels together and becomes more cereal-like. Vayitra says the Mishnah, min ha-mikpah, if someone made a neder that asers him from this, like we would call a porridge, aser bishum. He can't eat garlic. Garlic? Where does garlic come in over here? And the answer is, explains the Batanura, whenever you had this dish, this mikvah, there was always garlic inside. Garlic was used to flavor every kind of this kugel, chant, cereal, whatever you want to call it. So someone who asers mikvah on himself, he's referring to garlic also. At least according to the Tanakam, Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says, no, garlic is mutter. If he asers the mikvah, that doesn't mean he's asering garlic that's not in the mikvah. Vayitra says the Mishnah min hashum, someone asers garlic, then everyone is might that mutter b'mikvah. He can eat the mikvah. Because when you say mikvah, sometimes you mean garlic, but when you say garlic, you don't mean the mikvah. Vayitra says the Mishnah minu adashim, if someone makes a neder that asers him from lentils. Remember adashim? That's what Yaakov served Esav, and he bought the p'chayra for. Minu adashim, if someone makes a neder that asers him from lentils, aser ba'ashishim. Shishin are also a kind of lentils, but they're not as good. They're psoila shel adashim, says the Batanura. Rabbi Yossi matir, Rabbi Yossi is matirit. He says this inferior kind of lentil is called ashishim, not lentils. So if someone, therefore, zok Rabbi Yossi, that if someone asers adashim on himself, he does not mean ashishim. Minu ashishim, but everyone agrees that if someone made a neder that asers him from ashishim, mutter ba'adashim. When you say adashim, could be you mean ashishim, could be you don't, that's the machloikis. But when you say ashishim, you for sure don't mean adashim. If someone says chita chitim she'eini tayinim, so he's using a double lashon. He says, koinim that I will not taste wheat and wheats. So he's repeating it twice, once lashon yachid, once lashon rabim. Now the term chita was sometimes used for baked bread. Chitim is wheat. They used to chew wheat sometimes. A farmer would chew wheat. He's answering both by using this lashon. Chita chitim, she'eini tayim, that's what he says. Koinim that I will not taste wheat and wheats. So aser behen, he's aser in any kind of wheat, bein kemach, whether it's flour, bein pas, or bread. Vayitra says the Mishnah. Here too, he uses both lashon yachid and lashon rabim. He says, gris, grisin, she'eini tayim. Koinim, I will not taste bean and beans. Aser behen, he's aser in any type of beans. Bein chayin, whether raw, bein mevashalim, or cooked. So basically, chita, chitim, gris, grisin. The message is the same. Chita is the baked bread. Chitim are pieces of wheat. Gris is like the porridge. Grisin are separate beans. That's because in a piece of bread, you don't see separate pieces of wheat. It's like one bulk. So people would call that chita. Chitim are individual pieces of wheat. Same is true with the beans. Gris would be like one cheftza, one pudding of beans. Grisin would be individual beans. That's why by him saying both chita chitim or gris grisin, he's including both. So once again, gris grisin, she'eni toyim, koinim that I will not taste bean and beans, aser behen, he's aser to eat any beans. Bein chayin, bein mevishalim, whether raw or cooked. Okay, so somebody made a neder, we're chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Yod, that asks him from cabbage. Asparagus is included, but if he asers asparagus, cabbage is not included. If he says grisin, that means ground beans, the way people talk. That would include a porridge of beans. Because even after you make a chont out of it, people still call it grisin. Rabbi Yossi is matir. He says people don't call the chont grisin. But if he asers the mikvah, this pudding, porridge, chont of beans, then he's mutter begrisin. Then we learned min amikva aser b'shum, if he makes an edit, asks him from this porridge, he can't eat garlic, because there always was garlic in the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says, no. It's true, there's always garlic in the mikvah, but if he asks mikvah, that doesn't mean that he's aser in garlic, which isn't in the mikvah. Everyone agrees, if he says a neder, not to eat garlic, that does not include the porridge, the mikvah. Again, mikvah from the Lashon of kafu sahimis. Then we learn in the Mishnah, if he makes an edda, that asks him from lentils. He's also asked in Ashishin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Ashishin, which is an inferior kind of lentil, is not included in the Adashim. If he asks Ashishim, everyone agrees that he's mutter ba'adashim. In other words, when people say Adashim, sometimes that includes Ashishin, but when you say Ashishim, you never mean Adashim. And finally, the last halach of the Mishnah, if he says chita chitim, that would ask for both bread and wheat. He says gris grisin, that would answer both cooked beans as well as raw beans. By the way, do people actually eat wheat? No, but they would chew it. Explains about tenura, but not this person. If he said chita chitim, he can't eat bread and he can't chew wheat.